the wrong way. There's a really wrong way, and you're doing it, Dad. You're doing it so wrong. You're totally wasting them. You know how hard it was for me to get those. I mean, I waited all year since last Easter, and I don't mind sharing with you, really. I like it when I can give you that I really like. And you like it too, but this is just wrong, Dad. When someone gives you 20 jelly beans and they're all different flavors like popcorn and chocolate pudding and blueberry, you don't just shove them all in your mouth at once. Then you don't taste anything and it's just like a giant blob of like, I don't know, sugary melted plastic or something.
Welcome, everyone, to the Punctuation Society. This is our first of many weekly meetings. As you may have noticed, comma is not here. I specifically did not invite her. This is a comma-free society. Hey, that rhymes. Hee hee hee. I, exclamation point, have finally found something not to be excited about. Comma. She keeps talking on and on and on and on and on and on. When you finally think she's done, she just links what she's talking about to something else. It's so annoying. And when I'm annoyed, I leave. And everything gets pretty boring. Question mark, period, semicolon, all the rest of you, I know you're with me on this. No, ellipsis, we will not be taking a vote. I am the president. I have final say. Parenthesis, stop whispering. Do you have something to share with the rest of us? Oh, you like her. I don't care if you like her. She will make it impossible to get anything done. Hey, you in the back, quiet down. Stop shouting. Wait, how'd a bunch of capital letters get in here? Get out. This is for punctuation marks only. Okay, now, back to business. No, period. The meeting is not over. Sit back down. This is exhausting. No wonder people don't use exclamation points very often.
You said what? Oh my! How could you say that? What? Why did you tell him? You're supposed to be my best friend, Carol. You're supposed to keep secrets. I can't believe this. I'm so mad at you right now, Carol. Now, the whole school is going to know that I like Jimmy Riley.
I don't care if it slipped out. That stuff isn't supposed to slip out, Carol. How am I ever going back to school now? I'm so embarrassed.
Wait.
What did he say? He said I was cute. Hold on, I need to sit. He really said that? He actually thinks I'm cute? Like, cute how? Cute in a way like he likes me cute? Or puppy friend cute? Whoa! You really think he likes me? Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, my gosh! I love you! You're my best friend ever!
I find myself looking at other men. It's true. I do. I confess. I can't help it. Is that wrong of me? Not only do I look at other men, but I flirt with other men too. I've been with my husband for 10 years now, you know that? And I'm 10 years younger though. You can't tell me you don't talk. You don't talk with other men. You have to. We need to keep our sanity. Am I right? I, I, I did something the other day that I'm having a lot of trouble with. I kissed another man. No, wait. Let me explain. I was in the hallway on my way to go and make copies of the script, and I bump into this new intern. You know the new intern, Mark?
This intern with the epitome is the epitome of gorgeous.
There isn't any ugly bone in his body. Brad Pitt, Johnny Depp, oh, look out. This intern wants to be a producer, but he should be an actor. It's honest to say that this intern and me have been kind of, sort of...
talking these last few weeks.
It started in the cafeteria, like we've been filling each other out, so to speak. I get to the copy machine and he come up behind me and he suddenly grabs my hips and start kissing my neck. At first, I froze like a statue. All I could do was to let out a small murmur, but then I let myself get carried away. I stopped him aggressively before someone saw us and told him to meet me in the back room at 2:00. We met and we went at it for about 15 minutes. Nothing too crazy, to some good lip locking. It felt great. I felt amazing. My husband hasn't kissed me like that in years. I felt like a wanted woman, and I've been walking on air ever since. I don't know if I should go further, put a stop to it. I don't want to divorce my husband. I mean, I love him, but I just need a boost. I need passion. And I've tried with my husband. There's no fire, no lust. It just becomes boring. What should I do? Am I making a bad mistake? Should I get out while I'm ahead? What? What do you think I should do?
I knew it. All the late nights and secret office meetings. I should have seen this coming. God, Mark! How could you? 25 years together and you can't even be honest with me? I get to find you in bed with an intern? You! Keep your mouth shut. And you! You stupid, faithful rug of a man, you insane, hopeless dish rag. No! Shut up! Look at you. What are you even doing? Did you think? Did you think at all? No, don't answer me. I can see it all over your face. You didn't think for a second. Not about your family, not about your future, and certainly not about me. Marriage is a sacrament, and what does that mean to you? Nothing at all. Nothing at all. You insect. You are not my husband. A marriage requires trust, it requires communication, and you just, God, you make me so sick I could cry. God! I can't even... Do you even have the smallest inkling of how important this month is to us? You are behind the polls, in the polls by a 6% margin. If this gets out, who do you think is going to be paying attention to your immigration policy? No one, Mark. You despicable trash heap. All everyone will be thinking about is the scandal of you cheating on your wife with the help. Don't you say a word to me. Don't you dare say a word. I will never, never forget you for this. At least no one knows. And they never will. This is a position of trust, and I cannot let you put that at risk. Not now. Not when we're so close. I just can't believe you would do this to me.
I'm not signing it. He must be out of his mind. He flipped his lid. If he wanted to have a prenuptial agreement, well, then he should have told me early in our relationship, not now. Now he tells me. I can't believe him. It makes me feel cheated. I'm not signing the damn paper or whatever the heck is. I'm not doing it. If he loves me, he needs to love me for me. I don't want his money. It's not like I'm marrying him for his money. If he was poor, I would marry him because I love him passionately. He's a great man. He's everything I ever wanted in a man. Damn. I can't believe a piece of paper is coming in between us. Everything we are to another. Everything. Oh, I love him so much, Carla. I don't want to lose him like this. Maybe I should... Maybe... I should sign on the dotted line. It just angers me because it makes me feel like he doesn't trust me. It makes me feel like something will go wrong between us. Oh, I don't know. What should I do? What do you think I should do? My father was a wonderful man who waited on me hand and foot when I was a child. Mother used to jokingly call him the slave. When I grew up, I expected to find a husband as loving and selfless as my father. Instead, I found Frank. I would always give Frank 30-minute back rubs, which he always asked for. He'd never give me back rubs unless I begged, and then only for 30 seconds. One time, I broke both my arms and they were put in casts. Despite this, I continued with Frank's back rubs. The doctor warned me, though, that if I continued using the muscles in my arms that way, I would permanently damage them and have unbearable shooting pains for the rest of my life. I told Frank what the doctor said, and Frank told me I was exaggerating because I was lazy and didn't care about how his back felt. One day, shortly after that, after a long time rubbing his back, my own was sore, and so I said, "Your turn, and I want half an hour because I always give you half an hour. What's fair is fair." And Frank said, "I thought you give me back rubs because you love me and not because you expected something in return." And I explained that I love him, but I also wanted something since I give so much. Then he told me I was just being selfish and I needed to start trying to be a truly selfless person. And so I tried to be selfless for a while, but the shooting pains in my arms, which he also refused to massage, were so unbearable that finally, I figured it would be just easier to kill Frank than to continue trying to be selfless, and I know I should have just left or something, but the apartment was so nice, and why should I be the one to give it up? I'm the one who found it in the first place, and I suppose even then there were other ways to handle things, but I couldn't think of any at the time, and killing him was the best thing I could come up with. The real problem with me and Frank was, I think, my ability to be assertive, to assert myself. I mean, had I just asserted my right to back rubs and to my arms and to my apartment, which I found, then maybe Frank would have respected my needs, and I wouldn't have felt that killing him was the only option available to me. I think I fluctuate between being too passive and too aggressive when what I really need is to find some middle ground between the two. Listen, Marisa, I have to,
I know I've been a bitch since you found out about your... I think it's okay. My mind's changed. Being gay is okay. In fact, your choice, well, this is all Brandon's fault. I had this dream last night. This awful, horrible... A vision. It was more of a vision. At least it was like what I thought last night. I woke up in a cold sweat thinking about Brandon. I knew I had to break it off because he wanted... I can't be what he wants. I can't. He wants me to cut my hair to lose 10 pounds. Last night, we were making love. First off, he calls it rumping. After we're through, he's always so sweet after playing with my... running his hand down my stomach. But last night, he grabs a love handle and says, "That's super meaty." Now, what the hell is that supposed to mean? I mean, is that a hint? Isn't that a hint, right? I didn't know how to take that kind of... I mean, who says that? Like, super meaty. I'm a woman, not some dainty more beef stew. I fall asleep. I don't say anything to him. I don't say anything to him about it. Just smile and pass out. What a wuss, right? So I have this messed up dream. I'm in a fashion show, right? Brandon is a talent scout, but he's not my boyfriend in the dream. And he looks at me and says, "Oh yeah, girl, you got real potential." And these guys in white coats strap me to a chair and suck like 30 pounds of fat off of me through some tubes. And all these little Oompa Loompas are spraying it on bread. And Santa Claus is there taking it to little Chill. Anyway... Brandon is like sculpting me, giving all these orders, right? Like, lose the upper body, enlarge the breasts, tighten up and round all the ass and fill out the legs, lose the face. So there I am. I get out of the chair and look at myself in the mirror. I'm just a pair of legs, an ass, and two humongous breasts. Brandon looks at me and says, "Perfect. She looks super meaty." And I'm really confused. I mean, genuinely confused. I mean, crap. Where's my head? And I start screaming, "Where's my head? What did you do to my head? Has anyone seen my goddamn head?" And I wake up screaming, "Head!" so loud that Brandon thinks I'm asking him a question. And he says, "Sure, I'm always down for some late night head." I mean, what is that, right? And later, when I ask him if he thinks, you know, if I'm beautiful, he says, "Why don't you dye your hair like that chick, Kate Upton? I bet you look really sexy." So maybe you can understand why I think men are pigs. Because, I mean, who says that shit? None of my friends of the non-male persuasion would say that word, super meaty. What am I, a hot dog? So... Don't be shocked, Marissa. I know it's been a long time in the coming, but I know you thought I was doomed, but I'm not. Don't you see that freaking testosterone douchebag pig? No, that's not fair. It's just some guys. That's how they're... But I'm glad I figured out. All right, I mean... If it wasn't for him, I really feel freer, more alive than I've ever really, really... No, I'm not shitting you. I mean, open the door. I'm coming out. Forget men, because from now on, the only thing I'm rumping on... No, making love to is all right. I can't say it. Don't wuss out now. Marissa, I want to be your lover.